Hello and welcome to the Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is Ellie Parry, turf industry marketeer, who's been using Twitter to great effect. Just tell me what you've been doing with it, Ellie.
I started on Twitter about 18 months ago, initially as a way of listening to find out what was happening in our industry, which is a small industry that is quite hidden in most respects. Most people don't think of the grass industry. Our industry is what goes into football pitches, cricket pitches, golf courses, and all other aspects of turf management. So it was initially to find out how our industry was using social media, indeed if they were using social media, and if they were, who was using it, how are they using it, and what did they have to say. And I found out that yes, they were, and actually I enjoyed joining in, and I've had a great experience so far.
Tell me about your experience. What kind of impact have you had, and how's it helped your business and your customers, your clients?
I found out a lot of market intelligence. I'm able to monitor what's said about my clients and their products. I'm able to find out about competitor activity. But it's also helped widen my world in that I've always worked predominantly within the UK. But now I follow a lot of Twitter feeds from around the world. It's brought all of that information and research data closer to home and available to me at the click of a button. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, I'm learning every day, picking up new things every day.
What was your Twitter strategy? Because a lot of people go on Twitter and they don't really know why they're on there. But you had something in mind, didn't you, when you went on Twitter?
Yes, before I started on Twitter, I read a great book by a gentleman called Joel Kumm, which was called How to Dominate Your Market One Tweet at a Time. And by reading that book before I went on Twitter, it really asks you to have a good think about really what you want to get out of using Twitter in the first place, how you want to be perceived, who do you want to engage with, how do you want people to view you, and it asks you to do that thinking before you join Twitter, which I did. And I wanted to be a news hub of information specific to my sector, to the turf sector, to be seen as a turf news broadcaster. But also, I like to monitor where job vacancies are in our industry. So I've already become a jobs hub. So I tweet job vacancies and I try and match people looking for jobs with those vacancies and hopefully get skilled people into work.
And people are always interested in ROI, return on investment, with social media. Have you got anything to prove that actually it's been more than just a bit of fun?
Oh, yes, definitely. I say I get inquiries about work opportunities on a weekly basis, and they're not social media related. They're for all my other marketing and public relations services. But I also find opportunities for my clients that I've been able to pass on. I've had opportunities to work with other freelancers and other consultants who work in different sectors. I've had inquiries from overseas, and I've recently had an invitation to run a Twitter workshop within our industry, giving me the opportunity to discuss ideas and strategies with people within the landscaping sector.
So you've used it to great effects in your sector, in the turf sector. Do you think that the industry is missing a trick? Do you think there's a lot of people out there in the sector that aren't using it properly that could take advantage of social media?
Yes, definitely. There may be a perception that people within the turf industry don't use social media, but I can confirm they certainly do, and there's some people doing it to great effect and some less so. But what I found is there's a lot of really interesting and engaging information out there, so if you're willing to get on board, listen and find out for yourself, I guarantee you can have a great experience.
Thanks, Ellie. And if you'd like to comment on what Ellie has said today, you can do so on our website, statussocial.co.uk.